Anyway, it is time to check in with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Zeman, to find out what's happening in the world of entertainment with this week's Entertainment Report. So let's just find out. Let me hook him up there. What you got for us, Lance? What's happening?
Yuki, the British streaming service BritBox is launching in South Africa next month. The service will offer the best of BBC and RTV content straight to viewers without having to work through traditional channels. South Africa is only the fifth territory globally where it is available, and BritBox will compete for subscribers with the likes of Netflix and Showmax, while other international services like Disney Plus and HBO Max are yet to launch locally. You can log on to BritBox.co.za to find out more. And Viola Davis is set to release a memoir in April next year. The book, Finding Me, will tell the story of a from growing up in poverty and family violence to becoming one of the world's most acclaimed actors. In a statement, she said, "I believe that our stories and courage to share them is the most powerful empathetic tool we have. This is my story, straight, no chaser. You got to pre-order that one, buddy." And in some other bites that you might have missed out on this week, a lot of trailers hit the net this week, including the ones for Ghostbusters Afterlife, The Voice Season 21 featuring Ariana Grande, and a new one for the much-delayed Bond film No Time to Die that is due out in October. Universal Pictures have acquired the rights to a new trilogy branching off from one of the scariest movies of all time. They paid $400 million for the 1973 masterpiece The Exorcist, and they've already lined up Ellen Burstyn to reprise her role from the original film. Whitney Houston will be resurrected in digital form for an evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert in Las Vegas later this year. I'm not sure what to make of that one, buddy. Another chance to see an icon, or should we just let her rest in peace? And if you've ever wanted to breathe the same air as Kanye West, now's your chance, buddy. A fan is selling a bag of air from the listening party for Kanye's upcoming album, Donda. Currently, the highest bid is sitting at just over 30,000 rand. The movie theaters have reopened. If you're up for the trip, you got to go check out Here Today. The picture tells the story of a veteran comedy writer who meets a New York street singer. They form an unlikely yet hilarious and touching friendship that looks past the generation gap and redefines the meaning of love and trust. Comedy heavyweights Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish star in my movie pick of the week, Here Today. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you so much, Lance. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, you can download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, and SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast.